When you go on a date with someone, like maybe a first, second date, can you ask somebody who they're voting for? 314-531-9898. AB, you're the only single one on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the dating world. Is that a question? Do you think that is common in the dating world? Especially, I feel like with everything that's happening with the debate right now, after the country's so divided, the election 60 days out, do you think this is a common question, and is it an okay, appropriate question to ask?
I do think right now it's probably more common than ever, but personally, I think it would rub me the wrong way.
If some guy was like, hey, who are you going to vote for?
I think there's more important things to talk about and like what's important in your life on the first and second date. I don't think that, at least for me, should be up there.
Do you think, because you learn a lot about who someone's voting for. You can learn a lot about where they stand on a lot of issues. So do you feel like it's a lot of, it could be a get to know you, Mike, moment? Or do you feel like that's a question you should never ask? Like,
it depends on how they approach it. Because I have people in my life who are like super pro one side or the other, and they don't approach it in the right way. And it almost feels like they're attacking you. Like, if you don't believe this, then like we can never speak again.
Interesting. And I'm also curious, too, if you feel like you can date somebody or be in a marriage even when you guys aren't going to vote the same politically. 314-531-9898. Before Hannah worked on the Brett Megas Show, you worked for a Republican-leaning radio station, 97.1. It leans Republican. They don't run from that. That's what they're aligned with. And so you were as a producer. And so you worked in the political world. Do you think that's an important question for people?
I think it becomes more and more important when it comes to having a kid with someone or sharing a kid with someone, because I feel like it's then projected onto a child, and I feel like you might raise a child differently depending on your political views.
It's a solid point. For me, like, I just feel like you shouldn't ask that when you're dating somebody, right?
I kind of agree.
It's old school. Maybe like you don't tell people you voted for.
It's one of those things that your vote is your personal choice.
Yeah.
And you may think somebody's voting one way and they may vote another because that's how they feel. Or they've always voted that way. Or they've really decided, you know what, that's the best candidate for me. And they may tell nobody. And you may think, oh, you're totally Republican. Oh, you're totally Democrat. But bottom line is, your vote is your choice.
Yeah.
It's nobody else's. And it, unfortunately, I think what happens is if you tell people, hey, I'm voting this way or I'm doing this, you kind of sway that other person either for you or against you. And I could see right away coming out and telling somebody, you know, hey, I'm voting for so-and-so. They're all of a sudden like, okay, check, please.
That's what I'm afraid of. What I think ended up happening is we fall into these cliche stereotypes that the media, we're media, that is created, that like, if you're a Republican, you think this way. If you're a Democrat, you think this way. If you vote for Trump, you're going to think this way. If you vote for Harris, you'll think a certain way. So if someone tells you on a date, you might be like, I think most of us are in the middle. I think what the media points out to us is it's tribalism.
Extremism.
Extremes. Yeah. But I actually don't think that's really the case. And so when you're asking someone who you're voting for, you're like, basically, which team do you cheer for? That's a weird question for me, because I feel like you might be missing out on actually getting to know someone who is probably more like you in the middle, and who they are voting for, you wouldn't really care.
Yeah, I think if someone brings it up on the first or second date, though, it's probably so important to them because they're not in the middle and because they sway one side or the other so heavily. So for somebody to bring it up that early on, I do think maybe for them, it's like the end all be all. If you're not voting the way I'm voting, then
but
we can't. Maybe,
that's a great point.
But like, you're talking about the country, right? Like, they're making decisions that affect all of us. Shouldn't it be so important?
But there's only two choices you've got. It's not like your favorite NFL team or your favorite baseball team.
I just feel like, I agreed. So you have to pick one. I just feel like you can talk about politics, but asking who you're voting for, it feels like you're fishing for information about you're going to rope them into a stereotype that may or may not be true, which I
do,
personally think is probably not true. We're not all left or right. We're all more in the middle, in the mushy middle.
I agree. And I think that you could be open with that response too. Like, I feel like you could be open. Like, you don't have to say, oh, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. I feel like you could say, I don't really like what's going on right now with either candidate, but I don't know. I do still think there is importance to it.
All right. Let's see if you're out there. Can you ask that question on like a first or second, third date? 314-531-9898. Can you have a conversation about who you're voting for in the dating world? Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Yesterday's debate that happened made me think, man, when you're in the dating world, do you ask people like, hey, who are you voting for? Is that a question that we're at this point? You know, being so close to the election with things like that you usually talk about that are happening in the world. Like, oh man, did you see the debate last night? Who are you voting for? Is that a thing you can ask? 314-531-9898.
We got a text saying, I don't think asking who you're voting for on a first date is appropriate at all. My dad and stepmom, who were married together for 20 years, didn't talk about who they were voting for. They agreed on a lot of things, but not all. The joke was always that they canceled each other's votes out.
That's funny. Yeah. I wonder if there's couples that are out there that are just like aren't going to vote together and have different opinions. You know, my house, I think my wife knows who she's going to vote for. I'm just like complete transparency, probably a little bit more undecided as a voter. And so like when we have conversations, you could tell that she's like feels more confident. And I'm like, man, the whole world feels like it's on fire right now. I don't know. I don't know who
I'm voting. I don't know anything.
Right? Like that's the feel like, and I feel like in the dating world, you start to have these conversations, but then asking someone who you're voting for, that feels personal, but that's the goal, right? We want to know who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So it's just really interesting. Taylor, how do you feel about asking someone who you're voting for early on in the dating world?
Yeah, I don't think that it's a topic that really comes up as much as it should.
Okay.
But I don't think
that's what AB was saying, that someone who's the dater of the show, and I'm like, how?
Yeah.
You not turn on the news? Like, how is this not coming up?
It's just, I think it's one of those kind of like taboo questions that you don't really pose because, you know, depending on what this person may say, but, you know, and how you take it.
But AB will bring up religion early on.
I was just going to say, I think.
And that's supposed to be taboo too.
But religion to me is the end all be all. If somebody is not a Christian like I am, then I'm not going to proceed with the relationship. So if somebody does feel it's that important to them that they're a Republican or a Democrat and they're not going to carry on the relationship, I think it's okay for them to bring it up. Personally, if you are more in the middle, then I don't think it needs to be brought up.
Okay.
That's fair. But I don't know. I think when you ask the question, depending on how that person answers, even if it's like a, hey, you know, like politics don't really matter to me or whatever, you know, that really tells a lot about a person. And it's just like not saying that like depending on the party, that depends on like how that person is 100%. No. But, you know, depending on what they say, definitely can tell you a lot about them, you know, if they're very one-sided or very the other. So, you know, that could also be a red flag depending on what they say.
I also think that a reason I'm kind of leaning towards more that I think this is okay is because I love transparency, honesty, and getting to know somebody. So I would hope that I could, if I was going on a first date with someone, that I could have those transparent conversations and ask those questions.
Great point. You know, and the other thing is, because people said you could find out who someone's voting for by just asking like the right questions. You probably know. I'm wonder if that's actually true. Like again, we have, and the media has pointed out like it's black and right, left and right. But I feel like if you went around and you try to guess who someone voted for after the election, like on November 6th or whatever, like this person voted for, like, nope, Susan actually.
Wrong.
Like, it's not as obvious as you think because we're all kind of in the middle. I feel like more so than you think. Thank you so much for the call. It's really interesting post debate night.